Shimon Gamliel says, that's what Yirmiyahu Hanavi saw Beruach Kotshoi. And this is what he was saying prophecy about. Eini oilolo l'nafshi mikol benoi siri. It's interesting. Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about Churban Beitar. There's another Gemara. It's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. In the end of Perek Merubah, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, we just learned it together in Masechta Soita. Daf Mem Tes on the base, the last daf in Masechta Soita. The Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel." The same exact pasuk, the same Rab Shimon Gamliel. Eini Oilul LeNafshi Mikol Benois Iri. Rab Shimon Gamliel said, "Elef Yuladim Hoyu Beveis Abba." He said, "My family." Shimon Gamliel, this is the family of the Nasi. He said there were 1,000 children that were enoklich from the Tata's Mishpacha. 500 of them learned Torah. 500 learned Chachmas Yavanas. And 500 of them learned Chachmas Yavanas. And from Churban Beita, there were two survivors. Me and I have a nephew that lives in Asya. We were the only ones that survived. Now, it's interesting. There's a little bit of a discussion which Rav Shimon Gamliel this is. Pashtus, it sounds like it would be Rav Yehuda Anasi's father. If we're talking about Churban Beita, some say this is maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel, who lived earlier. I saw in the Toldos Hanam, the Amiram, there's a little bit of a shmooze. But one thing for sure, you learn Rav Shimon Gamliel in Shas. Ezer Rav Shimon Gamliel Shiyah, you don't think of him as a Holocaust survivor. Right? We always say this, when you learn Gemara, it's Freilach. You don't feel this. But this is where Rav Shimon Gamliel is. Me, and I have one cousin, a nephew, who lives in Asya, and we're the only ones that survived from the entire family, and they're survivors of Churban Beita. But Al-Kapanim, Rav Shimon Gamliel was a survivor. He's talking about Churban Beita, all the different children and everybody that was there. He's an eyewitness account. But I'll tell you something else interesting, and that is the Achrayim ask Akasha. Two interesting things. The Achrayim ask that it says that there were Melamed Tinoikis, and each Melamed Tinoikis taught 400 Yeladim, taught 400 children. So I saw all the Achrayim ask this Kasha. Mamish, every Achrayim asks the same Kasha. From a Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, Sach Mikri Dardiki, Esrim V'chamisha Yanuki. That the amount of children that you're allowed to have in a class is 25. And what if you have more? But one Rebbe is not allowed to teach more than 25 children. The sugi over here is the Gemara about Yeshua ben Gamla, Shomolehu Neshtakach Torah Yisrael. He was the one who set up the yeshiva system, Ki Yodua. But it's a Mefurish Gemara that a Rebbe is not allowed to teach more than 25 Talmidim. So how's it possible that each one of the Malamdei Tinoikis was teaching 400 children? L'chura, what happened to this halacha? And Achrayim say different Pashta Terutza maybe to answer this Kasha. But my Muscho Rishon was that we've spoken out so many times over the years from Hagoyim Reb David Yoel Weishlita, who said that you find this number 400 Kiseida V'Kiseida. And he says the number 400 is a Lashon Guzma. There's so many examples of it. You look out for it, you'll see it. We still talk about the number 22 and the number 400. That whenever Chazal wanted to mention a smaller number, Misper Katan is Chav Beis, and Misper Gadol is 400. The Rem is Yech Ladover, because Aleph Beis, Aleph through Tav, are the Chav Beis Oisiyah, Shabai Nivu Shamayim Varetz. So Tav, there's 22 Oisiyahs. Tav meaning the Gemar, the Hashlama of Misper Katan. Tav is also the Gematria of 400. It's the Hashlama of Misper Gadol, but again, so the Muscho Rishon was that we're dealing here with a Lashon Guzma. It's not a real number. And that means this whole Gemara sounds that way. Because there were 400 Bati Knesias and 400 Malamdei Tinoikis, and each one was teaching 400 Tinoikis Shabbos Rabbam. So once we have already a Makar Kaddish to say that 400 is a Misper of Guzma, it certainly sounds like from this Eidos of Rav Shimon Gamliel, we don't mean 400 as opposed to 399 and 401. What we mean is a Lashon Guzma. The only thing is that 400 Lashon Guzma usually is the Taich because it's a big number. And we're not sure what the number is. So we're throwing out the number 400, so you should understand. I'm not exactly sure how many people were there, but it was a big number. The cash says we have a number. The number is 25. That's what it should say. If 25 is the maximum number, so say 25. Why would you have to say 400 would be? It was 211. It was 500, 900, 100. So you just say 400. So Pashin, I'm shot. I'm not 100%. But I'll tell you another beautiful aura. And that is, so what happened? They come in. They wrap them in the Sefer Torah. And they lit them on fire. There's a sefer that was put out last year in Tavshin Pei Beis from a young man in Lakewood. The sefer is called Be'ikvei Agolus. The mechaber of the sefer is Rabbi Yaakov Beer. It's mamash a beautiful sefer. He goes through line by line the entire sugi of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. He starts from the beginning, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. He goes through today's Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. It's mamash extremely, extremely, extremely thorough. In the back of the Sefer, he has a kuntres that he called Maimon Mordechai. It's Misichosav Shalagoyim Ramordechai Gifter Zechetzadik Bekadosh Levracha. But either way, a beautiful Sefer. So I saw he makes a beautiful tzustal to this Gemara. It's a very, very well-known Gemara. It's a poignant Gemara. Very appropriate to speak out in a daf like this. So the Gemara is Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Chesam Aleph. The Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan Kishchal Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma. Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma was sick. Holach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian Levakra. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian went to be Mevakra Cholam. Amaloi. So Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma saw Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian. So he told him, Chanina Achi, my brother Chanina, Inato Yedea Shu'um Azuman Hashemayim Him Lichua. Don't you know that? Don't you know that this nation, the nation of Rome, they were appointed, they were given their greatness. They didn't just take this by themselves. It was given to them from Shemayim. Shech Rives Besnai Vesorf Esecholoi Vahorges Chasidov Ivdes Tuvav Vadayini Kayemes. You know what the Raya is? They're still going. How's it possible? The Nekama should have happened already. And the Eibush is letting them do their thing. And Vaistois, they have a tremendous Siyata Deshmaya. Now, Vanishamati Alech, I heard about you, Shati Yoshev Isaac Batayro, Umako Kilis Barabim. I hear that you sit and you darsh and you're giving Shum Barabim, a Sefer Torah Munach Lechob Echekecha, and you have a Sefer Torah. What are you doing? You know there's a Gzera. Now, when did this happen? When was Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian killed? After yesterday's Akdama, we know exactly when it happened. This is not Churban Bayis Sheni. This is already 50, 60 years later. This is already Churban Beitar. This is the time of Dasar Rugei Malchus. So this is Mamish the circuit, the era that our Gemaras are discussing right now. Amaloi, so Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian told Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, no, I hear what you're saying, but min Hashemayim Yirachamu. I have betochen, I don't have salvavis. I'm comfortable 100% they're going to have Rachmanis from me and Shemaim. Amaloi, Shabbi Yosti, Ben Kisma, Tol Rabbi Chanina, Ben Tradian. Ani Oymel Chadvarim Shaltam. I'm reasoning with you. I'm talking to you like a rational person. What kind of answer is that? And he told him, Tami, Ani, it'll be a chiddush to me, and lo yisrafu oischa, that Sefer Torah boyish. If they're not going to burn you together with the Sefer Torah, Amalei Rebbe, Ma'ani L'chai Olam Haba, do you have a portion of Olam Haba? Did you ever do anything to merit a portion of Olam Haba? He told him I was a Gabbai Tztaka and I was once Mevater. Oh, you're Mevater? 100%. Mechelko Yichelko Megayrocha Yigayroli. The Rambam Sefer Pirush HaMishnayis and the Masech Tesmakis Vadvar Matikin. Either way, the Gemara says Amru. Lo'yhoi Yomim Mu'atim Atchenifter Rabbi Yosef Ben Kisma. A short while after this story, after this encounter between Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma passed away. The Hochu kol gedoyle roimi lekoivra, and all the gedoyle roimi they came to partake in the kfura and the levaya. This bidu hesped gadol. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma he got a tremendous hesped. Bechazarasan on the way back, mitzaul Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian. They saw Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian shay yoshiv oisik b'toyra umakol kilos berabim v'sefer toyra munach loy bechekoy. Heavy you, they took Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian. They arrested him. Ukrochu b'sefer Torah, and they wrapped him in the sefer Torah. V'hikifu b'chavileis mirois, and then they surrounded him with chavileis mirois, with twigs, with wood. V'tzitzu ben asaur, and they lit it all on fire. V'sfilu svugin shel tzemer, and then they brought these big bundles of wool. Ushram b'mayim, they soaked it in water. V'nichma liba, they put it on his heart. Kedesh lo teitze nishmasa mehera. So like this, he would die a long, long, long painful death. Amar lo biti. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian's daughter was there, and she's witnessing this. And she said, Abba, eracha b'kach? Can I look? I can't look at this. Amar lo. So he responded the following. Il moli ani nesrafti levadi. If I would be burnt alone, oh yeah, dover koshali, it would have been very hard for me to witness it. But achshav shani nisraf a sefer Torah imi. But now that I'm burning together with a sefer Torah, I'm comfortable. You know why? Because Misha Mevakish al boinus al sefer Torah, the Ebishto I know for sure is going to take revenge for al boinus al sefer Torah who yevakish al boini. I know he's going to avenge my blood as well. Amar lei Talmid Rebbe Mata Raya. He said, "What do you see?" Amar lehem Gvilim Nisrafim. I see the parchments burning. Of the Oisiyos Parchos Af Atap Sachpich. And the Gemara goes on with the Katzloniri who ended up saving him. He was Zoychat Olam Haba, and Rebbe said Yeshkan Olam B'Shal Achas, referring to that person, which Ramosha brings in a tshuva with regards to end of life. Shailas, there's a lot going on here in this Gemara. But Al Koponim says Shteltsu did the Mechaber of the Sefer of Ikvei Argolos beautifully. He said Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian had a tremendous nechama that he was being burnt together with a Sefer Torah. He said if I was being burnt myself, he said it would have been koshali. But Achshav Shani Nisra of a Sefer Torah imi Misha Mevakish Al Boinu Shal Sefer Torah Hu Yevakish Al Boinu. He says all these children by Churban Beitar, It was a terrible, terrible thing. And they were all burnt. But they were burnt, wrapped together with the Sefer Torah. And b'shas desreifa, they had chotchik, a little bit of a nechama. The nechama was that Misha mevakish alboinish the Sefer Torah, who yevakish alboini. They were at least zoicha to that, that Reb Chanina ben Tradium was zoicha to. And to that, and he had tremendous nechama from. And this is in light of what we spoke about yesterday. That Churban Beita was really, in a way, the hashlama of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right, we spoke about this yesterday, but I think it needs to be brought out again. Churban Beitar is one of the things that happened on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, we think of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's really what happened. It's Churban Beis HaMikdash. What are the five things? The fact that the Yidden were nigza, that they weren't going to go into Eretz Yisrael. That first dar, they wouldn't be able to build a Beis HaMikdash. Which, by the way, caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because we know, had that dar gone in, Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash, would have never been destroyed. And Bayis Rishon was destroyed, and Bayis Sheni was destroyed. And then turned his roof as he plows through the Makom HaMikdash. It's all Churban Beis HaMikdash. Beit HaZoichet Churban Beis HaMikdash. In Eicha, we're talking about Churban Beit HaR too. It's also Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is because the Yidden was starting to build the Beis HaMikdash. But this was mamish, this was the dagger in the coffin. That's really what it was. It was the Churban, and then it was Turnus Rufus, and it was Mamash Tzion, Kasoda Ticharesh. This was the end. But in Churban Beita, what the Yidden saw was, they saw Oydeish Vuskenim Vuskenas, because they saw the Necham that Reb Chanina ben Tradian saw, and that is Misha Mevakish Alboinish Asleifa Teiro, who Yevakish Alboini. And all those children knew that there would be a day, that the Eibishter would be Mevakish Alboinam, and they saw that precisely because they were wrapped inside the Sefer Torah.